This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in January here, 2020. We're talking about Toriga Sciences, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TAUG. With us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him. He's been traveling all over the country. He's the CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. Seth Shaw. Seth, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me again this morning.
You know, tell us a little bit about the NACS and the trade show in New Orleans, I think, that you're headed to right now. I heard that's going to be a pretty big show and probably a big impact for your company.
So this will be our fifth trade show, major trade show, since November 12th, 2019. So it's we're get a considerable amount of interest that's been shown toward our products and product line at each of the trade shows. And this one is particularly interesting for us. We are a certified vendor affiliate of the National Association of College Stores, NACS, which means that we're licensed to sell our products to the college stores, campus bookstores. And, of course, their major trade show is in New Orleans from the 10th to 11th, or next Monday and next Tuesday. And our company is operating a main floor corporate exhibitor booth, and it's a great opportunity for us. There's over 4,000 of these campus bookstores throughout the country. We've already had discussions since January when we announced that we became a vendor affiliate. It's been a great thing, and it's a great opportunity for us. This would represent, obviously, recurring revenue, credibility, and most importantly, you know, a measured way for the college stores to enter into this space. I think the college stores take the, even though it is somewhat controversial, the idea of selling CBD edibles to college students, at the same time, some of the stores take the approach that if they can provide a safe, ethical product, it would be better to do it that way than have students, you know, go to school stores in shady areas or buy products that might not be safe or might not be as of high quality. It's kind of like that premise where if your child turns 21, sometimes parents would rather have drink with their, take their kids out to get a drink. So this way you would prevent them from driving drunk the first couple times. I guess that's the analogy. It's a way to make sure that the products that the students are buying are safe and ethical. So some of the stores are very interested in our product. In fact, a few large universities have already expressed very significant levels of interest. And I do very much expect, although there are no guarantees, but I fully expect that some of these will translate into major purchase orders in the near term.
I do too. I think it's going to be a great vehicle. Currently, you're not in any college stores right now. Are you getting ready to go into the college stores?
We believe that we have two orders that are about to be placed. As of today, we are not in any stores yet, but that could change in a matter of literally hours or days. So I have already had meetings with bookstore managers, and I can tell you that this is something that I believe will be the next great growth area for this company.
You know, speaking of stores, I've noticed even in Arizona market, virtually every gas station sells a number of CD products at the counter area. Are you guys going to capitalize on this?
Thank you for asking that. It's and very perceptive that you've noticed that. The gas station, a convenience mart opportunity is probably the best opportunity that this company has, that Toriga has, to grow into millions or even many millions of dollars of revenue in the intermediate term. It is a compelling opportunity. It's a high margin opportunity. And anecdotally, I was driving back from Orlando. We had an exhibitor booth at the PGA Merchandise Show 2020 in Orlando, and I was driving back to New York on Route 95, and I stopped to get a drink and get gas in Lumberton, North Carolina. I walk into the gas station there. There's this huge CBD section with all kinds of products, no gum, of course, no chewing gum, of course. And there's a line of people. I took pictures of this, actually. There's a line of customers waiting just to buy CBD products. So I went to my car and showed the manager some boxes of Toriga. And the manager, like, his eyes lit up and he said, "My goodness, I didn't even know there was a product like this. We would sell a dozen boxes of this a day here." And of course, you know, I started conversations with their distributor, and the same exact scenario happened 410 miles later in Emporia, Virginia, And I felt like such a failure for the rest of the car ride. I'm thinking to myself, why don't I have these relationships with gas station distribution companies for the convenience marts across the country and look at this opportunity right. I'm missing? Since then, over the past 2 weeks, I have taken very substantial steps to address this deficiency, meaning our lack of availability at gas station marts across the country. And in the near term, I expect that there will be a very substantial or major press release addressing this. So this is something our shareholders should be aware that I am addressing with the utmost attention and the utmost level, just making sure that this is done really prioritized.
Seth, let me ask you this. You know, even though I know we're in the very first inning, second innings of monetizing your gum and everything, what are your thoughts on revenues in the first and second quarter in 2020?
I am going to, I think I'm going to defer this question until the next interview we have because there's so much up in the air right now. I am very optimistic about how our product will perform during calendar 2020. But I'm going to defer that answer until our next call because there's so many things that can happen in a matter of days or if not a few weeks. So I'm going to, and of course there are no guarantees, but I'm working on so many important things that I'm going to defer answering that question until our next interview.
Well, let me get to my last question. That is research. What type of research and development capabilities does Tauriga have in place right now?
It's one of the true strengths of this company, and I don't think it's being valued as a, in any substantial way by Wall Street. We have a laboratory set up where we're capable of testing flavors, increasing concentrations, adding additional products to our gum. We can make gums out of caffeine, CBD, B12. We can do license agreements. We have really a very sophisticated laboratory and research and development protocol set up. We also have the ability to produce pharmaceutical grade products. So, you know, we have a very significant capability in terms of research and development, and it's one of the really undervalued aspects of this company. And it's something that I think will play a much larger role later this year and beyond. But we definitely, it's something that we decided early on we needed to put in place to be flexible and to be versatile in a industry where if you're able to move quickly and efficiently and effectively and ethically, you can be out in front of your competitors and stay there. So we really, we're proud of our research and development capabilities.
People that are going to be listening to this interview, one, what is it that you want them to take away from the interview? And two is why should they go out and buy your stock?
I never really tell anybody they should buy our stock. What I can tell people is that if they do buy our stock, to the investor community, it's a $4 to $4.5 million market cap. Now, I believe that our revenues will be very impressive this year. I also believe that our pharmaceutical project that we announced about a month ago will be progressing well. And I believe that we have a much better understanding of how to capitalize on distribution opportunities, how to quickly and effectively roll out our product to new markets. So I guess I would say to them that we have great product that have proven that they're able to be successful in the marketplace, and we're a lot smarter. We've made some mistakes in the first half of 2019. We've learned from our mistakes, and our strategy, our ability to roll our product out and to expand, I feel that we're so much smarter than we were, and what we're capable of achieving could be remarkable. And that's why I work 120 hours a week, and I'm traveling all over the country because I feel that, no pun intended, when you go the extra mile, that's when you get rewarded.
This is what I say to my listeners. I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. If they do execute on their game plan and do what they say they're going to do, I think this stock is going to explode. That's my personal opinion on that, with a market cap of $4 million, stock trading around 5 cents. My guest today has been Seth Shaw. He's the CEO and chairman of Tauriga Sciences, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TAUG. Also, you can find them on their website, www.tauriga.com. Seth, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Greatly appreciate it. I'm a big fan. I know you guys are going to make things happen out there. I can't wait till you come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give me an update.
I'd like to come back maybe within the next 30 days, but certainly I'm looking forward to coming back again. One final thing I'd like to add, we also have an e-commerce website, which is tauriga.com with no spaces. That's T-A-U-R-I-G-U-M.com. I just wanted to add that.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.